members of the Justice Department and the FBI say, oh, we have to open these investigations to respond to what the public is conceiving of in these elections, not to predicate their investigations as they're supposed to do, which is evidence that a crime has been committed, but instead they open up these investigations based on the effectiveness of the disinformation campaign. So it's a remarkable case study in how the disinformation effort has affected powerful institutions like the Justice Department, and not just the people that we've heard of a lot before, like Bill Barr, but people below him.
Can you talk about how then Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller and General Mark Milley, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, were both concerned about deploying the military because of what had happened during the Black Lives Matter protests, this whole argument that they didn't want military in uniform on the streets again?
So there's very strong evidence that that was very much their concern, and that one of the best explanations for why we didn't see the National Guard deployed more quickly is that they actually wrote into the rules for the deployment of the National Guard, specifically for January 6th, all sorts of limitations, and they were concerned about the quote-unquote optics, but they were also concerned very much that if the National Guard went into the Capitol, that President Trump, as commander of the D.C. National Guard, could at the stroke of a pen, or essentially a tweet, recommission the Guard to use the military force to hold on to power. They were concerned that he would do something like invoke the Insurrection Act. And it's, you know, one of the most remarkable episodes is on January 4th, Miller and Milley convene a cabinet-level meeting. And at the meeting, they're so concerned that they raise the question, can we rescind the permits of these Trump supporters at the Capitol? They're very aware of the threat of violence. On their minds are the Proud Boys and others, and they say this to the other cabinet members. And then there's strong evidence that that explains the delay on January 6th itself, this remarkable piece in which the National Guard is, you know, as William Arkin just described, you know, gets there after the Capitol has already been secured. Very strong evidence that what was going on at the highest levels of the military inside the Pentagon is this deep concern of Donald Trump that he would do the very thing of using the military to try to hold onto power.
And what would prevent that from happening again?
In the future? I mean, unfortunately, we need legislation on this, and it's not just the executive binding itself. And there needs to be reform of the Insurrection Act, for one. And I think another piece that's, you know, chilling about the episode is it is an instance, if you think about it, as the military is basically defying the commander-in-chief. And that's not exactly the structure that we want in our government. So I think that it's a chilling lesson in what happened with civil and military relations. In that instance, in a certain sense, the military landed the plane so that they did, in a way, prevent that kind of an abuse of power. But I'm very worried for our country, both in terms of what it might mean with another kind of despicable president who would use the military for their own political purposes. And I'm also worried for the country in terms of what it means about the military's concerns that they have people within the military that would have even responded to Trump in that instance. And that right now, the Secretary of Defense seems to be on the road to trying to root out some of the extremists within the military, because I think that's part of the concern that's here. It's not just about the laws, but it's about our, you know, political culture and white supremacists that are part of different institutions, including, unfortunately, the DOD.
Well, we want to thank you for being with us. Ryan Goodman, co-editor-in-chief of Just Security, former special counsel at the Pentagon, will link to your timeline. And that does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz-Meyberg, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Ndura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Massoud, and Mary Conlin, our general manager, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prue, Dennis McCormick. Wear a mask. I'm Amy Goodman.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Folks in Nashville slammed the door, said we don't want you anymore. Find your own way down the road. Pack your fiddle and your guitar. Take a train or take a car. Find someone else to keep you from the cold. Roll on and ramblin'. The women love them half to death. He sang with the whiskey on his breath. His heart broke like a child.
Hey everybody, it's Manda Richard and
Art Lindsay,
and we're here for the third year in a row to do our feature on Hank Williams. Now, why do we do it on December 31st or January 1st, Art?
Well, unfortunately, Hank Williams died on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day on 1953.
That's right. He was only 29 years old when he passed away in the back of a car. Just as the song tells you, Robin Linda Williams, telling the story of the death of Hank Williams from their record Devil of a Dream, Rollin' and Ramblin'.
Set out on the trail, the hobo's drifted off the rail, he's taken his last ride.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good time. And that was Robin and Linda Williams telling the story of the night that Hank Williams died, and Rollin' and Ramblin', the death of Hank Williams, a song they put out, Oh My Heavens, back in 1998. Well, Art, what do we have lined up next?
This next song is a Hank Williams song that my grandma used to sing to me, Hey Good Lookin'.
Say hey, good lookin', what you got cookin'? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Sick blues boy, Hank Williams. Well, Sir Hank, we hope you're going to be around here with us for a long, long time, buddy.
Well, it looks like I'll be doing just that, Red, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's fine, just as we're all looking forward to that great Hank Williams hit. What else could it be but the lovesick blues?
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. To think it all over, I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
There's a little song about the state of our state of Tennessee here, or at least the border of it anyhow. Maybe you've heard it. The Tennessee border, huh? Her eyes were blue, her hair was auburn. Her smile was like an angel, dear. She was her daddy's only daughter on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. Well, I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mama said no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride
just across the line. Well, I picked her up in a pickup truck, and she broke this heart of mine. But her mama said no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border.
Well, our first little set of Hank Williams songs shows just sort of the range of what he's done here. I'm Mando Richard, and I'm here with Art Lindsay, and you just heard a little set that began with Hey Good Lookin', which your grandma used to sing to you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was a Hank Williams song until later in life.
And then we heard something live from the Grand Ole Opry back in 1949.
Lovesick Blues.
And then we played
Tennessee Border.
Hank Williams. Amazing how much music he put out in the 29 years he was alive. The next song we've picked out is, I think it's Art's absolute favorite Hank Williams song.
A great song for New Year's Eve, Set in the Woods on Fire.
Comb your hair and paint and powder. You act proud and I'll act prouder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your feller. Dress up in your frock of yeller. I'll look swell, but you'll look sweller. Setting the woods on fire. We're taking all the honky-tonks. Tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be daffy and I'll be dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire. But the air is showing through. You clap hands and I'll start bowing. We'll do all the laws allowing. Tomorrow I'll be right back plowing, setting the woods on fire.
Here he comes once more, Hank Williams.
Thank you, Red.
Hank, what you got up your sleeve this time,
got
buddy?
A sad one, a love song called Dear John, I've sent your saddle home.
Saddle home. Home. Here we go.
Well, when I woke up this morning, there was a note upon my door. It said, don't make me no coffee, babe, cause I won't be back no more. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I fetched your saddle home. Now, John, I got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. Now, I know a man that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah,
I've sent your saddle home.
Send it home, son.
She said, well, if you
get blue, just hang your little head and cry. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home. Now my gal's short and stubby, just as strong as she can be. And if that little old gal of mine ever gets a hold of me, that'll be all she wrote.
Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home. Now I went down to the bank this morning, the cashier said with a grin, I feel so sorry for you, Hank, but your wife has done been in. And that was all she wrote.
Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home.
In you was my great sin. What can I do? You win again. I'm sorry for your victim now, 'cause soon his head like mine will bow. He'll give his heart, but all in vain. And someday say you win again. No heart, you have no shame. You take true love and give the blame. I guess that I should not complain. I love you still. You win again.
You are listening to our third annual Hank Williams tribute show, and usually done right around January 1st, because December 31st, January 1st of 1952/1953 is when Hank Williams passed away. And I got to give credit, the original idea for this kind of show comes from John Lupton from radio station WVUD in Newark, Delaware, and he does his show religiously on January 1st each year. So if you're hearing this on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, make sure you tune that in at WVUD.org. Let's get back to the music we just heard. The first thing we heard was one of Hank's big hits, Setting the Woods on Fire. And then we played a live version of one of my favorite Hank Williams songs.
Dear John, I've sent my saddle home.
And then we did another one of his big hits, You Win Again. Coming up next, we've got, I think this is an unusual demo version, just Hank and his guitar playing one of his famous songs.
Honky Tonk Blues.
Well, I left my home down on the rural route and told my folks I'm going stepping out and get the honky tonk blues. Lord, the honky tonk blues. Well, Lord, I've got them. I got the honky tonk blues. Well, I stopped into
every place in town. The city life has really got me down. I got the honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. Well, I spent my money, I wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose. I'm jumping honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I'm suffering with the honky-tonk blues. Well, when I get home to my ma and pa, I know they're gonna lay down the law about these honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. I'm gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm and get right back to my pappy's farm and leave these honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues.
In this world of sorrow, I've seen trouble and woe. But when I get to glory, I'll see no more. For I know my prayers have not been in vain. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. Sometimes I get so weary inside, then I remember how my Jesus died. Up there I know there'll be no pain. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. Up there, no tears will blind my eyes as I walk alone by my Savior's side. I'll meet my loved ones all once again. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and long. For a life of sin, I have paid the call. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's life makes a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Thank you. barely 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start you rambling around. On this road of sin, are you sorrow bound? Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
I'm Mando Richard, and Art Lindsay and I sure hope you are enjoying our third annual tribute to Hank Williams. And what was the first song we heard in that little set?
First song was Honky Tonk Blues.
And then we heard a gospel song with Hank at the band, and that's really a fun one.
I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
Yeah, and then we heard one of his big hits, The Lost Highway. Well, coming up next, we're going to hear one of his radio shows, one of his health and happiness radio shows.
Hank Williams, like a lot of country stars, would record these radio shows somewhere and then go out to various radio stations all across the southeast and south central United States. These shows were recorded in 1949 to be distributed by the makers of Had a Call. But the sponsorship fell apart because Had a Call ended up being broke. And so they ended up, as you'll hear in the show, leaving blank spaces for future sponsor messages. The show sponsor, Had a Call, was an elixir created by a Louisiana state senator who aggressively touted it. It had some vitamins and minerals in it, but the main thing that was in it was
alcohol.
So to increase his product's popularity, Senator LeBlanc, Dylan LeBlanc, staged massive publicity stunts, including a traveling road show that at some points included Bob Hope, Milton Berle, Jimmy Durante, and Hank Williams. Now, in 1951, the whole thing exploded. They knew it was going to fall apart in 1949 when they recorded, but they recorded it anyway. These shows were recorded back on two Sundays in October of 1949 and sent out to radio stations across the U.S. on 16-inch vinyl discs. So, Art, let's kick up our feet and give a listen to Health and Happiness Show from 1949.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Well, howdy, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, our singing sensation, Hank Williams, is back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Well, I ain't got a dime just a-wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing this song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Yes, friends, here's a fellow that's always welcome at your house and mine. It's the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams!
Thank you, Grant. Thank you a lot. And welcome, friends and neighbors. Here we are again. We hope everybody's just feeling just as spry and good today as you possibly can. All the boys, myself, Miss Audrey, we all feeling good. We're going to start off here with a little advice in a song that I wrote you a while back and recorded. Little tune called If You Don't Change, Honey, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and go home and live with Mama, huh? Let's go.
Well, you wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peed. And you gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You're gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. And you're gonna change your I'm a gonna leave. That is wrong. You just keep nagging all the day long. Now you gotta stop. I don't mean please. You gonna change your I'm a gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out every night. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. And you gonna change your I'm a gonna leave. Well, every time you get mad, you pack your rags and you go home to dad. You tell him lies he don't believe. And you're gonna change your I'm a gonna leave. You're gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. You're gonna change your I'm a gonna leave.
There you have it. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. Friends, right now, here's our friend again with a little word for you. So listen, we'll be back in just a minute.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Well, here we are again. Friends, Miss Audrey's up with us today, and she's got a mighty pretty little song all picked out here for you that I know you folks are going to enjoy. It's got an awfully good title to it and a lot of good meaning to it. She says, there's a bluebird on your windowsill.
That's right, Hank. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill. They're enough to make you cry. With every tear you've washed away all the things you've kept inside. You count your joys this lovely day and you wonder why you cry. And if by chance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. With every tear you've ever shed comes the sunshine after rain. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill. They're enough to make you cry.
Thank you. That's awfully pretty. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. Here's our buddy again for just a minute, so listen to him. We'll be back with you right shortly.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
That boy's gonna saw that fiddle slamming too someday, and he rears back, takes off like that. Jerry Rivers, fire on the mountain, run, Johnny, run. Friends, it's hymn time here on the Health and Happiness Show again. I've got one that I think is one of the best that anybody ever wrote. Hope you like it. The Tramp on the Street.
Sad face, he who lay down at the rich man's gate, he begged for the crumbs from the rich man to eat. He was only a tramp found dead on the street. He was some mother's darling, he was some mother's son. Once he was fair and once he was young, and some mother rocked him, her darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Jesus, who died on Calvary's tree, he shed his life's blood for you and for me. They pierced his sides, his hands and his feet. Then they left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was Mary's own darling, he was God's chosen son. Once he was fair and once he was young, Mary, she rocked him, her darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on the street. If Jesus should come and knock on your door for a place to come in or bread from your store, would you welcome him in or turn him away? Then God would deny you on the great judgment day.
Friends, it looks like it's about time we's gonna have to get going. The clock's gone all the way around, and that means we're gonna have to go. But this is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys and saying, if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you for long. And until then...
I sure hope you enjoyed that radio show from Hank Williams, recorded for Hal to Call, one of those health and happiness shows. Coming up next, Art suggested we do something a little bit different this year, and we want to talk a little bit about the legacy of Hank Williams. So what do you have in mind?
Well, first up, we have a man that was born Randall Hank Williams, better known as Hank Williams Jr., born in 1949 to Hank and Audrey Williams. He was able to carve a unique path for himself. His music doesn't exactly sound like his father's, but recently he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I think that's a pretty darn good legacy to have your son and your grandkids carrying on in the music tradition. So, speaking of in the tradition or the legacy of Hank Williams, the first song you've picked out for Hank Williams Jr. to sing is...
Family Tradition.
Country music singers have always been a real close family, but lately some of my kinfolks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the song that you wrote? Everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. I am very proud of my daddy's name. Although his kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same. Stop and think it over. Put yourself in my position. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the song? I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long. It's a family tradition.
and sing all night long. It's a family tradition. All my rowdy friends have settled down, and they seem to be more into laid-back songs. Nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. Everybody just wants to go back home. I myself have seen my wilder days, and I have seen my name at the top of the page. But I need to find a friend just to run around. But nobody wants to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. About a lost highway, and old George Jones, I'm glad to see, is finally getting straight. And Waylon's staying home and loving Jesse more these days. And nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled
idea Art had to bring in some of the legacy of Hank Williams, and we just heard two tracks from Hank Williams Jr., Family Tradition from the album of the same name that came out in 1979, and I told you, Art, off the air that the record we played next was from my favorite Hank Williams Jr. LP, The Pressure Is On.
All my rowdy friends have settled down.
Of course, he adapted that for Monday Night Football, didn't he? You've selected a couple of tracks here from Hank Williams III. What can you tell us about him?
All right. Sheldon Hank Williams, son of Hank Jr., grandson of Hank Williams, is better known as Hank III. Hank III incorporates a lot of metal and punk songs into his repertoire. He was around from about 1996 to 2010, but remains relatively quiet and unseen these days. He's created an underground legend in his community, and his songs reflect not only his grandfather's, but a sound of a younger generation.
So what do you got lined up first?
First, we have Country Heroes.
This is from Hank III's Straight to Hell record, which came out in 2006. Give it a listen.
Why don't you leave me alone?
are listening to Art Lindsay and Amanda Richards' third annual Hank Williams tribute on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're in the middle of a little bit of a departure for us on our annual Hank Williams tribute show, as we're in the middle of talking about the legacy of Hank Williams and talking about some of the music that some of his family members have continued on. And we just heard from Hank the Third.
First we heard Country Heroes, and last, Why Don't You Leave Me Alone?
And Why Don't You Leave Me Alone is a Hank Williams Sr. song. All right. Come up next, we got something from one of his granddaughters.
Holly Williams is going to sing Blue Is My Heart.
And what's unique about this song is that the lyrics are by Hank Williams. It's from a project called The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams, in which a bunch of different people created melodies to go with some lyrics that we found in an old notebook of Hank Williams. So here comes Holly Williams doing Blue Is My Heart.
Blue is my heart, blue as the sky. Memories of you, they're making me cry. Longing for you in days long gone by. Blue is my heart, blue as the sky. Life is so bare since you said goodbye. There's no tomorrow, so why should I try? Joys of this life, they're passing me by. Blue as the sky. I was flattered, I had some time to spend.